Hi folks, True Badger here in the Big Scary Newsroom with an important message. Over the next few shows, we'll be rolling out some new formats and changing the way we do the news. We'll still be bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and information you've come to expect, but we're wanting to rebrand ourselves a bit and, frankly, gain a few more listeners. So expect a few changes over the next few weeks as we continue to scour the globe to bring you all the latest news in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. Remember, if you have news, email it to us at news@bigscaryshow.com and we'll put it on the air. Again, thank you to Froggy's Fog, for whom we are proud to call our title sponsor. And now, without further ado, here is the latest Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
We start out with a little hiring news from McCamey Manor. McCamey Manor has paid job openings in the Scottsdale, Arizona area soon. 5 nights per week for the 90-minute tours for the general public and 1 day a week for the 8-hour full tour. Opening this summer, July on August 2016, we have other versions of McCamey Manor opening in New Jersey, Texas, and England. But for employment purposes, we're talking only about the Arizona location at this time. Because of the media attention and projects that McCamey Manor has in the works, we need dedicated professionals who are able to legally work on TV and in the movies. We're looking for unique characters that the audience will not soon forget. Male or female, big or small, but you must be over 18, performers and entertainers. Remember, McCamey Manor is a live-your-own-horror-movie boot-camp survival horror experience. It's an interactive theatrical performance. Entertainers are what we need. This is not a boo haunt. Rehearsals will be required. McCamey Manor is a very complicated haunt to produce, but at the same time, it's the most fun you'll ever have as an actor. You must be able to perform at an increased physical and mental level for extended periods of time. You'll be exhausted after one show, and you must be able to keep your energy levels at a maximum for 5 or 6 days a week. That is tougher than you think. Proper McCamey Manor attitude is required. If you don't know what that is, view the McCamey Manor short films and watch the actors. It's not your typical haunted house. You must have improvisational skills and the ability to be aggressive, but always in complete control. And of course, safety is always paramount. You must be able to pass a full background check and pass a drug screening because it's such an edgy show. Danger is always present. In order to run a safe business, sobriety is a must. You must be able to support yourself and be able to work pretty much full-time in the evenings. Due to the complicated nature of McCamey Manor, you can't just pop in and be an effective and safe actor. For starters, we'll be paying minimum wage, so no one's going to get rich, but you'll get a lot of publicity and have the best time ever. McCamey Manor is going places for sure, and if you're looking to be part of all the future adventures of McCamey Manor, this is what you'll need to do. Please IM Russ McCamey on Facebook if you have any questions. We're looking for serious individuals who actually meet all of the requirements. Thanks, everyone, and please share this information with your family and friends. Sincerely, Russ McCamey. Find him on Facebook and send him a message. We have a little offbeat news, kinda related to The Walking Dead, via GeorgiaFollowers.com. That's GAFollowers.com. Director of The Walking Dead, Greg Nicotero, and star character of the hit series Norman Reedus, are teaming up to open a new restaurant in Sonoya, Georgia. The new restaurant will be called Nick and Norman's, named after the two. There hasn't been an exact date announced for the opening, but the restaurant promises to be open by July 11th. No information about what type of food will be sold, as it hasn't been announced either. One little factoid to know about Nick and Norman's: the restaurant will be covered with Greg and Norman's favorite art pieces, according to the restaurant's Twitter. Nick and Norman's will be located on 20 Main Street in Sonoya, Georgia. You can follow them on Instagram at Nick and Norman's. We have a little vendor news from former guest at Deadly Grounds Coffee. Calling on deadly grounders that are north of the border, come get a little deadly at Rue Morgue's Dark Carnival, July 9th and 10th in Hamilton, Ontario. We'll have 2 new roasts only available in Canada. We're excited to be providing these 2 beautiful coffees at Rue Morgue's Dark Carnival Expo. These coffees are overpacked to a full pentagram. That's 500 grams in each bag. Get to our booth, 501 early to make sure you snag yours. Check out the amazing artwork by Steve McGinnis horror illustration on these roasts. Get more information on Rue Morgue's Dark Carnival at darkcarnivalexpo.com. I have a little news about a potential animated Ghostbusters TV series. Capitalizing on the success of the original Ghostbusters, stars Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis created a cartoon companion series called The Real Ghostbusters that ran from 1986 to 1991. As a new team of Phantom Fighters will take the big screen in Paul Feig's movie reboot, Sony will make the same move on TV. There have been rumors about a possible new cartoon with word of an animated feature surfacing last year, but now it's confirmed that an animated extension of the IP will live on the small screen. Announced recently, Sony Animation is creating Ghostbusters Ecto-Force. The new animated TV series, quote, will further expand the Ghostbusters cinematic universe and focus on a new generation of Ghostbusters in the year 2050 who capture ghosts around the world with help from local teams and some very cool gear, unquote, according to a press release. Ivan Reitman, who's been trying to return to the franchise since the original films, is spearheading the production through his Ghost Corp production company. Before Feig was given the go-ahead to reboot the films with a team of female Ghostbusters, Reitman had been working on various story treatments. At one point, it was looking like he was going to make another male-led version alongside Feig's, but the studio canceled those plans. This seems like a medium, even if it's not a happy medium. No release date has been set for Ghostbusters Ecto-Force, though the release states Sony is eyeing an early 2018 premiere. Feig's Ghostbusters is hitting theaters very soon, so it doesn't seem like the cartoon will be able to latch on to whatever hype will be drummed up from this film, unless perhaps Sony is already quietly planning on developing sequels, which seems like a definite possibility. As always, we'll keep you updated as we get more information. We have this news on the show Penny Dreadful. Penny Dreadful ended its 3-season run on Showtime on June 19th with a surprise series finale, a move that's generated plenty of shock and dismay among the show's devoted fans. Showtime president David Nevins and creator John Logan confirmed the show's cancellation in a series of interviews, all of which framed the show's surprise ending as the final piece of a grand multi-season plan. Quote, I knew well before David did, which is sort of midway through the second season, so 2 years ago, said Logan to Entertainment Weekly. Penny Dreadful is about a woman's journey of faith, a deeply religious woman who loses her God and then finds him again. I realized that's where the third season was going to end. It was going to head to Vanessa Ives, played by Eva Green, sacrificing herself and reuniting with God. To hear Nevins tell it, Logan had to convince him that ending the show with the death of Green's character was the right move. John convinced me that this was the right end and the right time to end, said Nevins to Variety. It gives closure to Vanessa Ives, and without Vanessa Ives, the show shouldn't go on. Continuing the show would have been, quote, an act of bad faith. Narrative justification aside, there's one huge question hanging over the Penny Dreadful's final episode. Why did Nevins and Logan insist on keeping the show's end a surprise? Most dramas turn their final seasons into TV versions of victory laps, giving fans and critics the chance to celebrate the show's characters, finest moments, and ultimate legacies. Given where we knew the season was ending, that announcement would have been a massive spoiler, said Nevins. It would not have felt like the right way to handle the show. If it had been a more conventional show, I think we would have given them a little more warning to the audience. Penny Dreadful fans love the vigor, the panache, and the fact that we're not afraid to make strong choices and to surprise them, shock them, and upset them, said Logan. That's the kind of fans we have, very emotionally committed fans, and to treat them with less than absolute respect would have been the wrong thing to do, unquote. We have a little news from the son of Scarevania in Muncie, Indiana. The brand new haunted house, Son of Scarevania, will open October 7th on the top 2 floors of the historic Cornerstone Center for the Arts in Muncie, Indiana. Ryan Blair of Scarevania Haunted House and Pumpkin Pulp Productions will be the creator. The haunt will serve as a fundraiser for Cornerstone Arts programming and building preservation. Son of Scarevania will be open on Fridays and Saturdays from October 7th through the 22nd, as well as the Thursday before Halloween and to all Hallows Eve Bash attendees on October 29th. Tickets for the haunt and bash will go on sale later this year, and will be available on their own or paired with tickets to Scarevania, which will remain open on Granville Avenue in Muncie at a discounted rate. Son of Scarevania will utilize nearly 10,000 square feet of unused space in the building, playing into the already ominous atmosphere of the upper levels of the former Masonic Temple. A release recently announced, actors wanting to volunteer at the haunt can contact Education and Marketing Coordinator Jesse Irwin at jirwin, that's J-I-R-W-I-N, at cornerstonearts.org. We have this news from Sun Studios in Tempe, Arizona. Join professional ghost hunters, haunted survivors, reality TV personalities, and paranormal lecturers Jay and Marie Yates for an evening of raw and uncensored conversation about their very own stories that made them what they are today. View never-seen-before video, in-depth details of their real haunted survivor stories, and join them on a journey into the unknown as they discuss their past, present, and future in the field of paranormal investigation and research. Learn what it was like for the Yates family as they grew up haunted and plagued by the supernatural. Hear for yourself while their mission is to seek only truth, understanding, and proof of the paranormal by any means necessary. This may not be suitable for all ages. This presentation is for mature audiences only. All minors 17 and under must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. All minors 13 and up may attend, but it is fully at the parent or legal guardian's personal discretion, and waivers must be signed by legal guardian or parent on behalf of all minors attending. The subject matter includes graphic, real, photographic video of violent ghost attacks, supernatural evidence, haunted items present, firsthand accounts of extreme paranormal situations, discussions of death, demons, hell, the afterlife, and adult language. This is happening at Sun Studios of Arizona, 1425 West 14th Street in Tempe, Arizona, October 1st from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and it's open seating. You can get more information at facebook.com/Sun Studios of Arizona. We have a little hiring news from the Trotterville Horror Haunted Attraction in Archdale, North Carolina. Trotterville Horror Haunted Attraction is known for our real ghost stories that linger within our trail. You may not know if it's a spirit you've encountered or one of our 67 live actors, so beware. Our unguided tour will make you scream as you take a horror-filled journey through a mile and a half of the darkest woods. You'll experience our blood-curdling scenes, abandoned barns, and nothing but full-on terror. If you are looking for the fright of your life, then you don't want to miss out on what we have in store for you. Trotterville Horror Haunted Attraction is accepting applications for the 2016 season, so message them and they'll set up an appointment. Get more information at TrottervilleHorror.com or their Facebook page. We have this quick update from Flashback Weekend in Chicago. Flashback Weekend is pleased to announce the additions of Andrew Divoff, Robert Kurtzman, Adrian King, Amy Steele, and Bob Elmore to their lineup of celebrity guests, August 5th through the 7th at the Crown Plaza Chicago Hotel, O'Hare Hotel in Rosemont. Get the complete guest list and much more information at www.flashbackweekend.com. We have a little news from the Dark Harbor Haunted Attraction aboard the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California. Dark Harbor, Southern California's most terrifying haunt, is set to return for yet another horrifying year, and you can be a part of the blood-curdling action. The Queen Mary's Dark Harbor is the only Halloween attraction in Southern California that's authentically haunted. If you aren't afraid of things that go bump in the night, we want you. We are looking for hundreds of performers to help bring our guests' wicked nightmares to life this October. Do you like things ghoulish, gruesome, gory, and macabre? Be a cast member or part of the operations team. To apply, visit queenmary.com/events/auditions. We have this update from the Halloween and Haunt Fest show in Dallas, Texas. On August 27th, join us for a two-hour lights-on behind-the-scenes tour at one of the premier haunted attractions in the U.S., Dark Hour. Staff members will take small groups on a guided tour of the haunt. During this Lights On tour, you'll see how Dark Hour transitions between themed events. See all aspects of this unique haunt, including sets, builds in progress, the VIP area, costume room, workshop, and even Alan Hopp's mask workshop. After the tour, Fright Props is hosting a catered Texas barbecue dinner and mixer with no host bar. Shoot the breeze with fellow haunters including Lucy Moore, Ed Gannon, Jake Farmer, Mike Art Heese, and Alan Hopps. Photos and videos can only be taken in the entrance, lobby areas, and back house areas, not inside the haunt. Get more information at facebook.com/HalloweenAndHauntFest. We have a little news from Bloodshed Farms in Columbus, New Jersey. We're hiring. Bloodshed Farms Fear Fest is currently looking for actors and staff for its 2016 season. We're always looking for new, energetic, and enthusiastic people to become part of our team. If you love the art of scaring people in a safe, fun environment, are an experienced haunter or a first-timer, or just have a love of Halloween, then we would like to meet you. We're also looking for attraction and staff managers. Experience in the haunt industry, a must. Skilled makeup artists specializing in scare makeup, experienced farm tractor drivers, and parking lot and event staff. Our open auditions and interview dates are Saturday, July 30th from 12 to 6 and Saturday, August 20th from 12 to 6. The employee form and more information are located at bloodshedfarms.com/employment, and you must be 18 years or older. And finally, we have a little news from American Horror Story via peopleschoice.com. Gaga fans, rejoice! After her successful stint on American Horror Story Hotel, Lady Gaga is officially returning for Season 6. The mother monster herself confirmed the good news after a bit of goading one morning while chatting with Z100 New York. Quote, "I can't promise you how or when or anything like that," said Gaga of her grand return. Fans have been speculating since last season's finale over whether or not the Born This Way singer would return, especially after she took home the Golden Globe for Best Performance by an Actress in a Limited Series or Motion Picture Made for Television for her portrayal as the Countess. Additionally, we've known since last October that showrunner Ryan Murphy was really hoping to bring Gaga back for another season, so it's nice to get official confirmation of her return. Currently, details for Season 6 of American Horror Story are being kept firmly wrapped under wraps, but as MTV points out, Murphy did let a few details slip in a recent interview with Entertainment Weekly. "The next thing we're crafting up is very, very different than this," Murphy told the magazine last summer. "Not smaller, but just not opulent. More rogue and more dark. Sounds like we're in for another spine-tingling ride when American Horror Story finally returns to television." And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with veteran actor Bill Blair and was recorded at Con Carolinas in Charlotte in June 2016. Our interview segment is sponsored by Gantom Lighting and Controls, Gantom.com. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live at Con Carolinas in Concord, North Carolina. We're chatting with all the celebrities, all the cool kids, vendors, and all the great stuff that happens when you go to a con such as this. Not a horror con, more of a sci-fi con, but you always see a lot of really cool stuff. And one of the people that was advertised here, seen him at a couple of cons, never been able to talk to him, Mr. Bill Blair. Not familiar with the name? You're definitely probably familiar with the face, at least in certain aspects. Guinness World Record holder, most different makeup jobs of aliens and all sorts of creatures in all of film and cinematic and TV history. Is that correct?
Official title, most special effect makeup characters portrayed in a career.
And how many would that be?
Currently, the record stands at 202 that was established in 2011.
And they're just run the whole gamut of, I've seen you, Star Wars, Babylon 5, lots and lots of different sci-fi aliens and all sorts of cool stuff. Did Frankenstein at one point?
I played Frankenstein's monster in a little 4.5-minute pre-show for Halloween Attractions featuring Elvira at Six Flags.
And that was Six Flags in where? In California?
It would be all the
Six Flags. Oh, is all the Six Flags things. Okay.
The franchises, yeah. But most of it was in the California, Northern California area. But I heard that some of them, you know, she would make her own personal appearances, sure, and stuff in Texas and Chicago at the Great America, Six Flags up north of Illinois, wherever that one is.
She's been on the show. Lovely lady. I'm sure you had a great time working with her.
I can't say enough about how nice it is to work with her. So professional, so accommodating to the people that work with her. And the treat for both of us is we took turns sitting on each other's lap.
Yes, I can imagine that would probably be a treat of most any red-blooded American male out there or the world over. But let's talk about Bill Blair and not Elvira here. You have gotten over 200 different film roles where you're in some kind of creative makeup of some sorts. How did people decide, well, Bill's the guy we need for this particular role or that?
Well, a wonderful thing in our industry is word of mouth. And it was on Demolition Man. I met a makeup artist from a series a long time ago called Alien Nation.
I remember
that. Who was also working on Star Trek from time to time. And he was looking for a teaching model. And when we met, he liked the bone structure. I've got this long, angular, thin face. The bones are good to work with for the lines of different the prosthetics that they use, as well as the skin texture that, you know, is going to hold the glue and form to this stuff.
So you have the perfect face, in other words.
For being an alien, yes, I have a perfect face. As far as other things, I don't know.
I've been told I have the perfect face for radio, so we'll just leave it at that. You've got the perfect face for alien makeup. There you go.
And a couple of weeks after meeting him, and we went through a couple of sessions where he was teaching, I got a call from casting that says, you've been requested for Alien Nation. Wondered if you were available. And from there, it was just one thing after another. Like they say, you know, right place, right time. If I had not been working Demolition Man that day, maybe this none of this would have ever happened, and I'd be pushing a broom somewhere.
Now, you've got, I would say, 90... you know, a huge amount, probably the overwhelming majority has been science fiction. Is that, would that be a stretch to say?
Well, I would say for about 15 years between the early 90s to the mid, you know, 2000s at least, over 90% of my work was behind prosthetics of one shape or another, between Alien Nation, Babylon 5, and all the Star Trek worlds going on at the time, plus Sliders, Charmed, Alien Nation, or not Alien Nation, X-Files. It was, we had a great amount of work in the Los Angeles area to be able to do all of that. It hasn't been so much later on, so that percentage has fallen quite a bit. And now people can actually enjoy seeing the real me, as in movies like Nightcrawler from a couple of years ago. And a very unique situation, the Academy Award-winning movie Argo. Mm-hmm. In which, in the scene, I actually start out where you see my head and my face as I am and actually see me go into the costume during a couple of shots in the movie.
Oh, very, very cool. Do you prefer working in the makeup or out of the makeups now that since you've had extensive experience with both? I mean, 4 hours in the chair notwithstanding.
Well, I think both have their benefits. I absolutely love wearing the prosthetics. To me, it's like doing Halloween every time I get to do something like that. And I can be creative because as an alien, as a monster, there are far less rules that I have to follow than if I'm playing a human character that people have expectations of what that's supposed to be. So as an actor and as a creative personality, of course, I'm going to love where there's less rules.
Sure.
It's just like at a convention. Less rules, more fun.
Absolutely. How did you get started in all this? You didn't obviously go out and start by saying, I think I want to be the guy that everybody slaps some prosthetic and some latex on, did you?
No, actually, even as a kid when I was watching Star Trek and I went to one of the very first Star Trek conventions, it never occurred to me, it never even crossed my mind as a thought that I'd be on stage working with these people, even in Star Trek or other shows. Actually, I've never worked, for example, with William Shatner or Leonard Nimoy on Star Trek or a science fiction series. However, I worked with William Shatner on Boston Legal. TV show, that he very, very good show.
Ironically
and then,
enough.
And then later on, I actually worked hand-in-hand with Leonard Nimoy on a music video he was doing.
It wasn't that one with Bilbo Baggins and all the little kids that was just so, so campy back around 67 or something, was it?
No, actually.
Oh, it wasn't good. So you're that guy.
No, actually, this was Mr. Nimoy as the hero in a music video for Bruno Mars for the song titled The Lazy Song.
Oh, okay.
And the hero was Leonard Nimoy, and it was a lot of fun. And then, of course, there was a little cameo in there of William Shatner. it was really fun, and Bruno had a lot of fun doing this, too.
When you talk about a series like Star Trek or a series like Babylon 5 or something that has such a huge cult following, you know, and both of them have, you know, cross-promote, you know, Star Trek fans like Babylon 5, etc. What do people most recognize you for? Oh, you're that guy from this show, or you're that guy from that show. Do they kind of identify with you as a particular character, or they just was like, oh my God, I had no idea that was you?
Well, in the science fiction world, I'm definitely recognized more from Babylon 5. As a matter of fact, there's a story of when I was at Disney World with my brother one year, and one of the cast members actually recognized me out of makeup, and he knew the exact scene and episode of Babylon 5 he had seen me in.
And how frightening is that?
Well, for me, at that stage of my career, it was really flattering. But it really gave me a sense of when people recognize you, what can happen, because everybody in line behind us at It's a Small World pulled their cameras out, all wanted pictures with me. My brother learned what it was to be a one-man entourage, and he enjoyed the heck out of that. But I drew the line when it came to, no, I'm not riding in that boat with you. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, my very first time of understanding what it's like, you know, to, you know, if I had the paparazzi follow me around. And I've been able to, if you want to say, avoid that because I've hidden behind all this makeup mm-hmm. for so much. Otherwise, you know, as Bill Blair, the human actor, I've been recognized many times for the roles that I did in Curb Your Enthusiasm and shows like Friends.
Sure.
And there was a great little piece I had in NCIS years ago where, again, there was special effects involved because it was a home invasion robbery where I was the bad guy, and I get blown away right at the top of the show.
Nice.
But I have to be on the autopsy table, mm-hmm. so I had to go through all the special effects of having the head cast and all this other stuff done. You know, because they, honest to goodness, folks, they do not cut into a live person's chest.
Well, that's good to know, because, boy, some of those effects just get very, very, shall we say, realistic. And,
yes.
And it does make you wonder if it's a plastiform dummy or some sort of thing that they're cutting into, or if it is special effects on some of the shows.
Yes, it's definitely not painful.
Well, they say all acting and all art is pain at some point or another, so I can imagine that it probably wasn't that fun. 4 hours in a chair, 5 hours, 6 hours, maybe even a chair. What was the longest that you ever had to sit in one for a particular role?
Well, the longest process, see, you have in the chair, but you also have to go from the makeup chair to the hair department, maybe. And then, of course, you've got to get into the wardrobe. So from the time that I sit into the chair to the time that I'm camera ready, ready to walk on that set for rehearsal, shoot, whatever's required, the longest period was 5.5 hours for
Ouch.
Me, which is nothing in comparison to what somebody like Jim Carrey did for The Grinch and what some of the people for Game of Thrones go through. But for me, 5.5 hours was manageable. Now, as far as being in makeup, the time that I get in that chair in the morning till the time that I'm cleaned up, ready to walk off the lot and go home, the longest day was just a shade over 18 hours.
Wow.
And that was as a Cardassian. We had one very long day that day.
I can only imagine, how do you, you know, eat? How do you got to do other things? You know, do you get to nap? You know, and that's something we can talk about another time, obviously. But what's going on with you nowadays? You've got a few things going on, some shows coming up or some con appearances perhaps that maybe your fans can look forward to meeting you and talking with you about?
Well, first and foremost, people are welcome to look me up online. I love new fans. I don't have an assistant, so if they contact me on the internet through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they will be getting in touch with me, the real Bill Blair. And if you really just want to do it generically without memorizing screen names and websites, just go to your favorite search engine, Google or whatever, type in Bill Blair, follow it up with either actor or Hollywood. If you don't do that, you're going to get the Toronto police chief from all the stuff that's happened up there.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm really not happy that he has my same name. But that's okay. I'm not hiding from the police or anybody. I'm easy to find.
Well, you could always put on some heavy makeup if you were, and they'd never spot you, right?
Well, if they go to my website, alienactor.com, then they will see some of my disguises.
Ah, that's true.
And so, like I said, I can't really go out there and hide from people. as far as upcoming appearances, I will be in Frederick, Maryland later in July, the last weekend of July, at an event called StarQuest. And what's unique there is that we will be doing a live makeup demonstration.
Ooh, nice.
Where they will get to see me turned into a character from maybe one of their favorite shows. We never know. We haven't decided yet what character we're going to do there. And then later on, I'm going to be back in North Carolina later this fall in Cape Carteret, out on the coast.
At
a one-day event called Crystal Coast Con.
That's a fun little
it's
show.
It's very, very fun. They always have some great guests there. And we, like I said, it's held at Mac Daddy's, the Family Recreation Center. So you come out, see some of your favorite stars, play some games. And we will also be doing a makeup demonstration there as well. Last year when we did it, they found out that they didn't plan a big enough room for us. So we got a big crowd there. I mean, they have well over 1,000 people there just for one single day. It's
wow.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you like cruising, if you like to cruise to the Bahamas and back, we have a 3-day cruise coming up with LashCon Cruises. It's called Sci-Fi and Beyond. It takes out of Miami later this year in October. All of this you can find.
You need an assistant for that?
All of this you can find at my website, alienactor.com, on the left-hand side of my upcoming appearances.
Excellent. Mr. Blair, an absolute pleasure to speak to you in the flesh. No pun intended there. You know, I've seen you at other cons and have never had the chance to sit by and talk to you, but I'll let you get back to your fans here at Con Carolinas in Concord, North Carolina. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show, and we are out. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Round Table of Terror. Get all that and more only at bigscaryshow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.